الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. This ayat al-kareema is recited. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, ask the question, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ? Those people who are يَعْلَمُونَ, who know, are they equal to لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, to those who don't know? Istifhaam-e inkar. It's a question, but the answer is definitely in the negative. They don't, they are not equal. Those who know and who don't know are not equal. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This is a matter that who will ponder in it, not just the words, but who will ponder it, أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, man of intelligence. Abu Hanana Shah Sufari Thani Rahmatullah Ali writes, many people and students also who graduate as alims also, that their whole life, and many people read lot of kitabs, they like to be, especially women. Women read more kitabs than what men do. But they only, mostly, only on the surface. They don't go down in the meaning. Like a person swims in the sea, but he's just on the top. He covers his distance 100 meters, 500 meters he swims. And another person goes down, and all the jawahir, the precious stones, pearls, which are in the sea, he finds those also. And one is just on top. So, even Quran Sharif Tilawat, especially for Falama, must read with Tadabbur. Otherwise, you just on the surface. You make khatam after khatam. But you didn't really get what is in the Quran Sharif. Shah Abdul Majid Nadeem Saf, Rahmatullah Ali, Pakistani alim, great orator. When he should start his talk, he should say, now I will dive into the sea and take the sea of the Quran Sharif. And I will take out the valuable pearls and diamonds and precious stones and present them to you. So Quran Sharif is filled with all great, great, great treasure. But it is for those people who are ulul albab, who make the tadabbur, to go for the meaning. Otherwise, we just on the surface. Many students of deen, they study the whole course from Fa'ala, Fa'ala, Fa'adu, right to Kalimatan, Habibatan, Ila Rahman. But right through, they were just on the surface. They never went down deep. And there are others who make extra mutala, and we go down deep, and we go to the depths of the matter. Like some masala, people discuss it, students, etc. Then they say, "Uske kehrai tak kabhi hum nahi pahunche." So, aise hi, baazi naye shaadi shuda bhi unse puche kaisa, to kaise abhi hum kehrai tak nahi pahunche, abhi tak hum upar hi upar, aur kehrai tak pahunche mein kuch kuch waqt lagta hai. Bismillah. اور جو اوپر ہی اوپر رہتا ہے اس کو کیا مزہ پی, اس کو پتہ ہی نہیں ہے شادی ہوئی تو بھی ابھی جیسے کہ وہ کہتے ہیں کفن بردوش ہو گئی لیکن ابھی مرنا نہیں سیکھا. ایک پرسن آلریڈی اس کفن اس پٹ لے گئے غسل, بٹ اسٹل ڈیڈن لرن ہاؤ ٹو ڈائی. ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. ہی ہیزنٹ اسٹل بیکم, ہی ہیزنٹ سرینڈرڈ ہمسیلف ٹو اللہ اینڈ ہیز ڈیڈ آلریڈی. He didn't learn how to die, but he got kafan already. How many haji haj karke aaye, lekin abhi haj karna seekha nahi. Person has returned from haj, he's a haji, all calling haji sa, but he hasn't still learned how to make haj. Like a person got a driver's license, but he don't know, must he sit in the passenger seat or driver's seat? He don't know what's the accelerator and what's the brake pedal. but he got driver's license. So like that, we also, we have completed everything, but we hardly still at the beginning, we haven't still reached. So to go ulul albab, innama yatazakkaru ulul albab. So in this ayat also, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ. One is just the surface, that those who know, يَعْلَمُونَ وَعَلَمَا. And those who don't know, can they be equal? No, they can't be equal. But if you go to the depths, then you see there is part of matter in this. And this ayat, and no matter how much a person comes to know, he still doesn't know anything. The sign of an alim is who admits, I don't know. A person who says, I know, is a jahil murakkab. And whatever the greatest alim, Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa, they all used to say, we don't know. Imam Yusuf, or Imam Muhammad, who was the qazi of the time, and a lady asked him questions every la'an. Then for what are you paid? The government is giving you a big salary. He says, if they pay me for what I know, they won't have enough money to pay me. They are paying me for what I don't know. I don't know. I haven't still got knowledge. So to get to the depths, and real enjoyment is also to when you get to the depths. Just like we can understand, shadi hui, aur abhi keh rahe tak na pahunche, to inko pata hi nahi shadi kya cheez hai. Wo jab wahan pahunche to pata chalta hai. To aise hi har cheez mein. Lot of food also we eat, and if you just on top you eat, but then they tell you also, take from the bottom, maal to niche hai. Ye upar to aise hi kuch hai. Asal maal to andar hai, niche hai. So yeah, first, one thing is the fadail of an alim and non-alim, which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that the fadilat of an alim over a non-alim is like the moon over the stars. The moon, 14 full moon, when it comes out, the stars like got no value. Or like my fadilat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, over the lowest of you. Allah's Nabi, in every aspect, and wahi coming on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Jibreel Alayhi Salaam coming to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mi'raj, where Jibreel Alayhi Salaatu Wasallam said, whoever goes one's hair breadth further than this will be burned to death. So what the maqam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And the lowest amongst us, you can't imagine what is. So that's the fazilat of Al-Ali. Alim sleep is better than the ibadat of an abid. And yeah, that abid is referred to who knows basic masail. Not that abid who doesn't even know how to make wuzu. And wuzu is not correct. But an abid who is making ibadat and his basic masail. And an alim's fazilat. So great is the fazilat of the alim. So if we just read this ayat on the surface, and this is not 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 fazilat of an alim over a non-alim, innumerable fazilat. How much fazilat an alim got over a non-alim. So that is one aspect. Another aspect of the same is as far as understanding of deen is concerned. How much understanding an alim has got, a non-alim can't have that understanding of deen. And it comes on our tongue, we speak also, tum alim nahi ho, tum nahi jante. Tum samajh nahi sakte. That you're not alim, you can't understand. And, or for example, we use technical terms. That, isme mufhoom and mukhalif bhi sahi hai. Now a non-alim, he won't understand what you're talking. Alim will understand. Many other technical terms. You just use the term which is in the madaris when the ustad speaks. Students have studied usul ushar, nurul anwar. Now they study some, and ustad is making taqreez. So he doesn't go into the details of all those nahwa, sarf, all the, for example, muzari mein istimrar hai. Now the awam won't understand what you're talking about. But the Adi will understand. So the understanding of Deen, that is now just knowledge. Then as far as understanding of Deen, of the value of Deen, how much an alim will understand, an alim can understand. So alim is much more responsible to look after Deen. That what is Deen? How did Deen come to us? From Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And Deen in Islam, when he was going to start now to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, previously the shayateen, evil jinnat, they had access to the heavens. And they should go in, eavesdrop, listen to what's happening. And they should come and tell the kahin, the fortune tellers, something of there. And in this way they should know. But when wahi came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all security was complete. Now they couldn't go anymore. Now they were stopped completely. So for this valuable deen, Allah Ta'ala made all this intizam. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come with wahi. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he was very keen to learn this Quran is coming. So he wanted to learn it immediately. Allah Ta'ala said, La tuharrik bihi lisana. Then you don't worry. We are revealing it, we will put it in your heart. We will make it mahfuz in your heart. You listen carefully. So this whole understanding of deen, mafhum of deen, a non-alim can never have that mafhum of deen which an alim has. So how much more we are an alim, so much more we will have. This COVID time, just when it started in Durban, one ordinary person, he went and made salam to an alim. So the alim pulled his hand back. That is, you can get sick. COVID will, it's contagious, it will spread. So the non-alim told the alim that salam is sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so much emphasis on making salam. How can that spread disease? Now today, unfortunately, the opposite is happening. How much an alim is supposed to have an understanding of deen? Awam is having more understanding of deen. And in many other things also, awam speak also, alim che, but abhi karaila ni mane. And the old people, they've got the understanding. Whereas alim is supposed to have. The old people, and they are secret ulama, but they didn't sit in a dirt in the sabah. They didn't sit in sharayat ayat dirt, hidayat dirt. They didn't sit in any dirt. And they didn't sit in the dirt of kanzud daqaiq, for example. Kanzud daqaiq, one ibarat of it is, that about nikah, when it becomes wajib, when it's sunnah, when it's mustahab to make nikah, when it's farz to make nikah. So there is one ibarat there, wa'inda tawqan wajibun. So one ustad was teaching, he said, Imam Tawqan, rahmatullahi ki nazdeek wajib hai nikah karna. Aur Tawqan, उसको जब आदमी को बहुत सख्त जरूरत इमाम सोते ही नहीं इमाम जाग ही रहा है हर वक्त जो है इमाम तैयार है मैदान में बिल्कुल सामने मैदान में तैयार है तो टू हैव द अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ दीन टुडे वी एज उलमा वी मस्ट थिंक मेनी नॉन उलमा एस्पेशली दोज हु सेट विद बुजुर्गान दीन दे हैव गॉट अ मच बेटर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ दीन देन व्हाट द उलमा. Whereas the reality is, ulama should have the real understanding of deen. So we must see how much of understanding of deen we have got. For example, one alim now, presently, he says that according to the constitution of the country, all religions are equal. So all religions are equal. Now you can tell any army person also that. He also understands this is a rubbish here, what he's talking. That Quran Sharif says, Inna deen, inna Allah al-Islam. The only religion by Allah Ta'ala is only the religion of Islam. And فَمَنْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْ
وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي
غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْ what all the world's constitution far can say. And if you go and see, what is a constitution? Before 1994, South African countries, you know, and this sort of South Africa, the constitution with all the apartheid laws, that the non-whites were second-class citizens, and all the how they treated the non-whites. And when 1994, new constitution, ANC made constitution, that constitution of 50 years, it was down in the dustbin. They burned it out. Now the constitution is nothing. So how can we go with man-made constitution? Constitution of Allah Ta'ala, which is absolute, Quran Pa. That is what we go. So ulama are supposed to have the understanding of deen, which other people don't have. But very sadly, and because of lack of sohbat, the person who didn't sit with ulama of that caliber, or he sat, but his niyat was not right. He just sat there, but he wasn't sitting. Or he just sat because his parents told him, you must go and spend time in jamaat, or spend time with the buzurgs. But he didn't want to. So he is there, but he's not interested. He won't get faida. Or he said he got faida. But now he chose different sohbat. A person, today alhamdulillah, we're sitting here, not hot, not cold. We don't need heater, we don't need a fan, we're comfortable. But it is a cold day, and we got a heater on. And after that, you go a place where there isn't a heater, and it's cold. You feel the difference. It's going to affect your body. The same way with sohbat, ruhani sohbat. We sat so long with buzurgani deen. We spend time in jamaat also. And we spend time properly. Some people just travel around in jamaat. We spawn an idea, Rahmatullah Ali said, that if there isn't ta'aleem and zikr in jamaat, then ye awara gardi bhi hai. We just gallivanting, just moving around, tours. We're not in jamaat even. We're thinking we're in jamaat. We give karguzari also. I spent 1 year in jamaat. I spent 6 months in jamaat. But we were touring around. We were not in jamaat. Or we stayed by Buzurg, Maulana Muhammad Kapotri, Maulana Abdullah, Rahmatullah Alayh, his son, Maulana Muhammad. He spent 1 year with Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sabra, Rahmatullah, in Jalalabad. After 1 year, now he was going to come home, and Hazrat Safar was in Gujarat, in the villages. So Hazrat came to Rakeshwar also. So now he was going to stay home, and Hazrat will carry on with his journey. So he asked Hazrat that people will ask me that what did you learn by Hazrat? You stayed 1 year, what did you learn? So Hazrat was Hazrat, mashallah. He said, tell them that don't ask me that question, don't wait for me for my mouth, I must give you answer. You look at my action. So he said, in that, Hazrat tied him up. Now he'll have to be there 5 times namaz. What did you learn? 5 times namaz, word jamaat with takbir-e ula. Now you'll have to make your tilawat. That is not just taqreer that I said with Hazrat Ji said this and that. Many people, they show they are big buzurgs. That we sat with buzurgs and this is what we learned, so we also pick buzurgs. But what your actions, that is what counts. So ulama, they have the mafhum, understanding of deen, which awam cannot. That is an alim. If he hasn't got the understanding of deen, he's got the title of alim, but he's a jahil and murakkab. A compound jahil. If he hasn't got understanding of the fahim of deen. And fahim of deen, we all should make dua also, at least once a day sometime. Oh Allah, give me ilme sahih, fahme sahih, and amale sahih. If we don't have ilme sahih, like for example, we know that in the universities, that is not ilm of deen. You can't get marifat of Allah, what you will learn in the universities, and you know how to make namaz if you go. That is different. That is all dunya's knowledge. And in our madaris also, we must have fahmasa. About 3 years ago, Rabita, from Makkah Sharif, they had a conference in Malaysia. So, or not ulema, who invited our ulema also, India, Pakistan. They saw there, our ulema saw, there's one lady also, in all the ulema conference. And hair open, clothes just here till the knee. So somebody of our ulema said, what is she doing here in the ulema? So they replied, they said, she has to be here. If you not here, doesn't matter, you can go, but she has to be here. She is the Shaykh al-Hadith of Azhar. Now, what kind, what is, she, how is she dressed, first of all? And she's going to make a gift, teaching Bukhari Sharif, and teaching to the males Bukhari Sharif, and females also sitting, and sitting on the desk, and sitting with their shoes on also. And in all probability, even they are smoking while they are doing dars of Bukhari. So where can that be ilm-e sahih? And our madaris, Allah's further, by and large, our ulama, what they teach, in our, what we call our madaris, ilm-e sahih. But then it must be fahm-e sahih also. Like for example, a father is lying on his bed at night, and going to retire, and he calls his son, Muhammad, bring me water. So Muhammad will know that his father is lying on the bed. He wants to drink some water, he wants to take his medication. So he's asking water. So what will he go? What? How will he take water? He'll take water in a glass. But then the next day, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, he see the father is standing by his car outside. His sleeves are also folded up, and he wants to wash the car. So he says, Muhammad, bring me water. Now Muhammad sees, now what will he take water in? Bucket. Okay. Now a person who hasn't got fahm-e sahih, when the father is lying down to sleep, and bring me water, he'll go with a bucket of water. And when you wash the car, he'll go with a glass of water. So that is also what we are lacking very much, the fahm of deen. And which is included in nama yatazakkaru ulul albab. Ulul albab will have the proof. And after that, amal is sahih also. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, right? One buzur, in, not a alim, but a buzur pious and devoted to Allah Ta'ala, making his ibadat in a jungle. So one day, he desired, I must use itar. Atar, must use atar. So he told his nafs, you want to smell itar? I will teach you a lesson. Making so much mujahada against his nafs. So he took his pahana, his stool, and he put it behind his nose. If you want to smell itar, I'll let you smell. I'll make your islah. I'll make your tarbiyah. You want to smell nice perfume? I will teach you a lesson. So one person was impressed, a great buzur, going there for tarbiyah, sohbat, who had knowledge. So he saw, he said, Hazrat, I don't understand this, that you have put pahana in your nose, and you make your wudu, you make your namaz also with this pahana in your nose, and all that. He was a sincere person, but he didn't have knowledge. So he told him why he's doing that, to teach his nafs a lesson. You want to teach, you want to smell nice perfume, I'll teach you a lesson. So he said, that is maybe true. But with bahana, how can your wuzu be correct? How can your namaz be correct? So then he said, yeah, what you are saying is right. So to have ilm-e sahih, fahm-e sahih, amal-e sahih, that is required. And also just amal-e sahih is not enough. After that, my ustad of my maktab, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, he should say, people generally say, like now namaz is finished. We were coming out of the namaz. If somebody comes in, namaz hoge, haan namaz to hoge. So namaz hoge, lekin haan namaz qabool bhi hui ke nahi. To have that worry, that is my namaz, all my acts. Whatever we do, we completed alim course, we spent 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. But who of us made dua, Ya Allah, 8 years I spent gaining intensive knowledge of deen, studying till late, whole day sabbaths, mutala, imtihan time till late, study. And then, oh Allah, accept all this. We just did it, but is it accepted by Allah or not? And even if it's after accepted, is it there preserved by Allah till when we go and we think it will us in Jannah? Man ja'a bil hasanati, not man amila hasana, not just to do a hasana, but after doing it, it must be with you till when you go there. If a person made lot of business and he didn't put it away in his safe, he didn't go in banking, crooks robbed him, all his money is gone. So if shaitan robbed us, we did 7-8 years alim course, 3-4 years hips, door, everything, and we didn't make dua of qabooliyyah, and we still not worried whether it's maqbool by Allah or not. So it's just like that, lying on the road. Anyone can pick it up. So we have to have that one. So the fadai, la yistawi alladhina ya'lamuna walladhina la ya'lamuna. And then the mafhoom, to have the understanding of deen. The alim's darja must be very high in understanding deen. And unfortunately, we are very low in this. Many awam have got better understanding there. And they get surprised. Alim can't understand this matter. Alim is talking like this. That we're supposed to have the better understanding. And then after that, the third thing after the amal of deen. Alim is supposed to have more amal than the non-alim. One occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu came for Jummah namaz and he saw who is present. He said, and who comes the first, gets the biggest thawab for Jummah. And he said, I'm the fourth person. Inshallah, I will be also amongst those who get the greatest rewards. Now today, ask ourselves, we are sitting, each one, myself, or when we go Jummah namaz is still empty, masjid is empty. Our alim is supposed to have more amal. So when we go, the masjid is empty or the masjid is full already. And full were two, either big ulama or awam. Who got more amal of deen? After Jummah namaz, when we leave, we leave that time that the masjid is empty. All are gone out. Are we the first, amongst the first to leave? So who is supposed to have more amal of deen? If you got the ilm is sahih, then the, and fahm is sahih, then the amal is sahih will also be there. But if it wasn't ilm is sahih, and if it wasn't with fahm is sahih, then the amal will also be naqis. And each one of us, don't worry for somebody else's verdict. Iqra kitab kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. What's that? بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذية. Everyone, we know our own condition. उधर हम बनाते रहते हैं कि ये है और ये और हम तुम क्या जानते हो, तुम कुछ नहीं जानते. What we do, we know what we do. We doing it right. بل الإنسان على نفسه. And Quran's declaration. Basira, he's got basirat of himself. He knows how negligent he is. He knows what wrong he's doing. Walau alqa ma'adhira. Now he's just covering it up. Decoration. Mulamma' ma'bazi. Sazi. He's just decorating it, making it look nice. But he is nothing whatsoever. So we have, how much of amal have we got of him? We all made asr namaz. Alim's namaz is supposed to be much more superior than a non-alim's namaz. Now, in the namaz, for example, those of us who were early, we heard adhan also. And in adhan, 6 times Allahu Akbar. 4 times at the beginning, 2 times at the end. And the adab is that we should reply to adhan. So we also said 6 times, hopefully. So it's 12 times. Takbir, again 6. Hanafi takbir, 6 Allahu Akbar. And we should reply to takbir also. So another 12. So 24. 4 rakats of faraz namaz. Every rakat has got 6 Allahu Akbar. So 6 fours are 24. And it is advisable, with the Imam saying Allah, our first takbir at tahreema, to say it to say it properly is farz, otherwise namaz is not started. But all the other takbir saying taqaliya, you must also say that. So, 6 fours are 24. The imam said we should repeat 48. And that other 24. 72 now. But who of us thought of Allah? Who of us thought of the greatness of Allah? That Allah, you are the greatest. And in that, the mafhoom-e mukhalif, I am nothing. I am insignificant. I am not even a speck of dust. I am absolutely nothing. Who of us thought of that? One namaz should take us close, so close to Allah. But unfortunately, the awam, some of them do have that some concentration, and better than what we have. So, in namaz, for example. Namaz, we all read namaz now. Some of us read our sunnah also. Somebody may came, have come late, didn't read sunnah. But for us, we read, when we make salam, who must we make salam to? The malaika. And if it's jamaat namaz, all the musallis on this side. All the musallis. The imam, which side the imam is? Who of us made niyyah? Of even the malaika. If I make salam with Mansa, and I'm not even thinking about it, I'm talking with somebody else, and you feel offended. Bura lagta hai. Ye kaisa aadmi salam karta hai aur mujhe dekhta bhi nahi. Kahi aur iska dhyan hai, kuch nahi. So here the farishtas who are writing kiram and katibin, our hold ma yalfidhu min qawli illa ladayhi raqibun atid. They're writing our report. But when we make salam, we're turning this up and we're not looking at them. We haven't got them in our niyyah. So what's the condition of our namaz? So our amal is still very, very weak. So we have to think which direction we are going. And then after that, first was the fazail. The alim fazail are very great, but that's who's an alim. Not an alim numa. Or not the name of alim. Many people. Innama yakhsha Allah min al-alim ulama. Those people who got khashiyat, they are ulama. If we haven't got khashiyat, we graduated, they made the starbandi, they gave us a big sanat. Everything. The world call us now Maulana so and so. But by Allah, still we don't have khashiyya. We are not alim. And the lawazim of ilm is khashiyya. And the lawazim of khashiyya is amal. So how is our amal? Our amal in namaz, what's the condition? So we can be called ulama by the people of the world. But by Allah, are we alim or not? That is what we have to say. It must not happen when we go by Allah, then you're not even an alim. And we didn't make amal, we're not an alim also. And وَنِحْمَ أَجْرُ عَالِمِينَ عَامِلِينَ عَالِمِينَ نِحْمَ, not عَالِمِينَ عَامِلِينَ جَزَامْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ يَعْمَلُونَ. When the Shawahib student make that mistake in one shot, then he corrects it for life. Otherwise, he's reading already, Jazam bima kanu ya'mal ya'lamun. Oh, ni'ma ajrul alimin. We still need a hard shot. That we thinking because of our ilm. By ilm, it's not ni'ma ajrul. Jazam bima kanu ya'lamun. Not because of what you know, what you make. So, first of all, the fazail of ulama is very great. And then, the understanding of deen, mafhoom of deen, ulama should have that proper mafhoom. And thirdly then, amal should be like that. And fourthly, zimmedari. The responsibility for deen is much more greater on the ulama than the non-ulama. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. How much the ya'lamun are responsible for deen. Unki masooliyat, unki zimmedari, awam par itne wo nahi hai. But today the ulama have to plead with her, the awam plead with her, that the people are not making namaz, make effort that the people come for namaz. We are not worried. Fitnas come in our town, our mazhab, niyabo moto fitnoche. تین چار کرو ابھی تم ان لوگ نے فکر آپ نے کی فکر وی سپوز ٹو ہیو دیٹ فکر دا ریسپانسبلٹی مسئولیت آف دین وین نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام پاسڈ اوے میڈ وی سار حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ڈسپیسڈ جماعت آف اسامہ آلریڈی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ دین نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پاسڈ اوے سو ون بگ مسئلہ واز آف خلاف And if we know, literally, if we just freshen our mind, that's right, the Ansar were making Mashura. And they've chosen their Amir already. That's right, the Muhajirin, they were making Mashura. When they came and know, Ansar are making their own Mashura. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu went to them and told them, this Mashura can't be Ansar making separate Mashura. Muhajirin making separate Mashura. And Al-A'immatu min al-Quraysh. And all the details, very big. So that was a big masala at that time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, janazah wasn't still made also. And yet, the khilafat was important. Who will be the khalifa to Muslimin now? So that was a big, big masala. Today, the most we can speak about it. And we can try and explain the gravity, but we cannot understand. Like Allah's Nabi passed away. The Azwajul Mutahhara, all. But whose husband is passed? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not only their Nabi, he was their husband also. And that love relationship they had, we can never have with our wives. How much they had love and respect and honor for Nabi salam. So they were torn apart. The whole ummah was torn apart. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a man. And he said that anyone who says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, yes, my sword, I'll kill him. He's just gone to meet Allah, he'll be coming back again. Only Hazrat Abu Bakr Allah ta'ala kept him toward that sabat on deen. That Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So that was one masala. The other, then all agree, and the Roman Empire, they had sent their army already to attack Medina Sharif. Then we had Musaylamah al-Kazzab, who claimed Nabuwat. Then we had Mani'in and Zakat. So how many Masail were at one time? We can't imagine, never can we imagine what was going through. And on Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Amirul Mu'mineen, from all sides there were problems, problems. Today we say problems, confusion. Say nothing, nothing, nothing compared to what they went through there. But then, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, everyone's right, even Hazrat Umar, that now Jaysh Usama must not go. That yeah, who will look after Zawaj Mutahharat? The Roman Empire is coming to attack. And everyone's eyes are like greedy dogs on Medina Sharif. They want to finish it now for once and for all this. So Usama says Jaysh must not go. Everyone's right. Hazrat Abu Bakr stood so firm that halat ko hum nahi dekhenge. احکام الہی ہم دیکھیں گے, عوامر الہی ہم دیکھیں گے. اللہ's command, اللہ's نبی had sent this جماعت already, and they were on the first منزل when the news came that نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم it's gone, this جماعت is going to go, there is no two ways. And Hazrat Umar also told that you must at this time yet if what Hazrat Abu Bakr said جبار فی الجاہلیہ جبان فی الاسلام. In his Jahiliya time, he was so strong. Now in Islam, so Hazrat Abu Bakr stood strong at that time. And that today, we can sit here now and talk about Quran and Hadith, talk about the barakat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Otherwise, what should happen to Islam? So that is a masuliyat of the ulama, that today also lot halat are coming. Islam is being attacked from inside and from outside. Our Muslim, our ulama are attacking Islam. And Muslims are being attacked from outside and from inside. Palestine, the Jews are attacking the Muslims. But how many of our Muslim countries, they are accomplices to them. They are helping them to kill the Palestinians. Everywhere else, in Turkey, one alim who went there now, he says that the Syrian Sadat, Sayyid families, what they are going through, the Sayyid woman, where they are selling themselves. to feed their children, to look after themselves. They say they are going worse from who? From the Turkish Muslim people, the police, the government of Turkey. What are they doing there? So this Mas'uliyat is more on the ulama than what it is. When the Khilafat was there, this Mas'uliyat is on the Islamic Khilafat. 100 years ago, Khilafat-e Usmani was finished. Now the Mas'uliyat is on the ulama, but we are sleeping. We are more worried of our dawahs. We are worried, Chuma, my Kurka mustn't have one crease in it. It must be ironed last minute and not one crease. We wear our turban and we are more worried the bee must be very perfect here. And it must be right on its place. Who's worried of the deen of Allah? That is our responsibility. So, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We are responsible for this. And how much are we doing in this? So we have to think that what our friend jawab dahi Allah ki yaan hoga. Those are fortunate who will think for themselves how much I am responsible for deen. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went thrive, how he gave doubt, how they stoned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The farishta came and said that I am in charge of the mountains. You just make ishara and I will crush these people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I got hope, the progeny, and the olad Islam kabul kareem. So, how, what Nabi said? And that is our masuliyat, what we, al-ulama, warasatul anbiya, not just waris of da'wah and hadaya. We are waris in the effort of deen, and the fikr of deen, and the concern of deen. How much have we got? We want to make everyone happy today. With this, Abrahamic accord and interfaith, make the Jews also happy, make the Christians also happy, and we don't worry of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That is our responsibility first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.